This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:06 on the evening edition with Hezrel in the studio and Kelvin calling in from home. Our first story this hour looks at how socioeconomic issues can be addressed more locally. This comes as Lembah Pantai opens its first job and training center tomorrow, which its MP Fahmi Fadzil helped to set up. It's meant to help local residents find jobs in their neighborhoods so they don't have to commute long distances to work, especially for the B40.
Yeah, so according to YB Fahmi, the centre is meant to do this in a few ways. Firstly, by connecting candidates to local businesses that are hiring. Secondly, through training sessions by academics and businesses. And we'll also collect more local data to help tackle unemployment.
So beyond unemployment, we also want to look at how bread and butter issues can be solved more locally and effectively in our neighbourhoods, whether that's through job centres or other ways like through local councils. And I think that when it comes to big topics like jobs and welfare, people tend to take a very macro view, right? Government policies, big data, and so on. But I think the reality is that each constituency has its own unique challenges and contexts to consider.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so down for these sorts of initiatives, right? I think simply because, you know, in your position, I mean, in this case, it is an MP launching something like this, and ideally should have been, maybe closer cooperation with the ADUN and as well as the local councils in the area, right? Because you would know your area the most, you would know your community the most, especially if you've done the groundwork, right? If you're actively engaged with them. And you're right, you know, when we do have like top-down initiatives coming from government, when it comes to issues like unemployment, when it comes to issues like cleaning, that approach might not be the most effective for certain areas in the country, right? Because these policies tend to be broader and they need to cover a wider spectrum of issues. And, you know, perhaps this, you know, with this relationship that are built, I think hopefully then that means also that for these centers, you're able to fine-tune your services and truly understand the specific demands and needs that people need specifically.
And I think when it comes to, you know, just looking at this initiative, you know, trying to help local people find local jobs in their neighborhoods, I think that brings in other questions that, you know, may need, that might be needed to help people find job opportunities, right? Because if there simply isn't perhaps ongoing developments or new opportunities in someone's, you know, adun, then it sort of doesn't, or even constituency, it just doesn't make sense for them to look for jobs that don't exist. And the reality is that perhaps people in certain neighborhoods might have no choice but to travel to other places to find jobs. So I think that in the case of Lembah Pantai, maybe that it's somewhat isolated, and right, it's not the case with every constituency that there's going to be jobs, you know, 10 minutes away or 15 minutes away from someone. So I think that those things perhaps need to be addressed at the same time.
Yeah, that's where it's at, right? Community-run and community-driven initiatives. You know, I think Lembah Pantai has quite a few things going on. You have a very mixed socio-economic background, a different socioeconomic backgrounds just within this one constituency. You will have you have Kerinci, you have Bangsar South, you also have the likes of Bangsar. So if there are like a way to sort of connect all these like different jarring parts of society within this group together, I think there are things that can be done quite effectively. And really, again, you know, I'm just happy with this idea, but I think looking at how it could be broader, perhaps what could also happen is a slightly clearer separation between the roles of local councils, of ADONs, as well as MPs, right? So we have an MP jumping in this case, to tackle unemployment. You know, we do have to have a further understanding, you know, moving ahead, a different understanding that local councils deal with entirely different issues. And then we also have to understand that ADONs themselves also deal with entirely different issues. You know, I'm kind of done with seeing MPs all the time having to respond to complaints about, oh, you know, my drain is blocked. Why is this happening? Did you block my drain, for example? Well, that can't be the case anymore, really.
Yeah. And I think it really comes down to, Kel, you know, once those roles are clear between the different local governments, that there has to also be some alignment and to make sure that they're on the same page. But, you know, you can let us know what roles have you seen your local council playing in your townships when it comes to addressing bread and butter issues, whether they're employment or welfare or perhaps helping vulnerable communities, right? Especially at this time, you can call us. That number is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We also have a running poll on Twitter. We're asking you, how well do you know your local council? Right now, it's 34.8% as saying, I have a local council, 26.1% saying only a little, 4.3% saying I engage with them regularly, and 34.8% saying I only know my adon/MP. Interesting results, Kel. I think it'll be interesting to see how they change. So do head to Twitter and participate in that poll. After this, we're going to get some insights from mapping advisor at Tindak Malaysia, Danish Prakash Chako. So do stay tuned for that here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It's coming along to 6:15 on the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're looking at how local councils and local initiatives can be used to better address bread and butter issues. And to get some insights, we're now heading over to the lines where we have Danesh Prakash Chako, mapping advisor at Tindak Malaysia. Danesh, thank you for joining us. Now, we've brought this up on the show before, but oftentimes there's still some confusion over what exactly lies under the jurisdiction of local councils. Could you walk us through briefly the current responsibilities of a local council?
So in a local council, let's specifically speak of a council that is of a municipal level, i.e. like Majlis Perbandaran, or Majlis Bandaraya, more like behaving close to a city council. They have many departments that covers many matters, like, for example, engineering, maintenance of your roads and drainage, licensing that will deal with a lot of your businesses. Then you have social economic development that cover under the community development, town planning, health matters, management of buildings. These are some of the areas they actually come under.
What is the working relationship between council, local councils with MPs and with state governments?
Okay. In the current context that we have, we do not have local council elections. So that's a very important thing we have to understand for this particular question. So this means that most of us may not necessarily know who are our councillors or even our most important position, the mayor or the other equivalent like the Yang Dipertua for any given areas. Hence, we tend to know our state representatives, the ADUNs, or the MPs, the members of parliament, because we elect them, so our face is them. So what has over time occurred in Malaysia is our MPs and our ADUNs becomes the middle person between us as the residents of a given local council to the various authorities and local councils. And the local councils are usually under the domain of the state governments. So after all, that's how the relationship. But the most apparent relationship for day-to-day life for any residents is actually the relationship between a local council with the MP. Let's give one more straightforward example that will affect any of us. Should there be a flooding in a given area and it is repeated? By default, I would say a resident should go to the local authority, file a complaint per se to the relevant department and state the facts that, you know, there is something is not going right with the drainage system. However, we may not necessarily know the procedure. So we tend to go to either to the Member of Parliament or to the ADUN, stating that, look, this flooding has caused substantial damage to this given area of our lives. We would like you to take up to the relevant authorities who can address this matter. So from there, the MPs and the ADUNs will actually find a way to arrange a meeting with the local authority and stating that here are the issues pertaining to the flooding. We would like to know what has the council done in regards to the drainage matter. what has the council has done to create flood retention plans or anything of equivalent.
Right. And to what extent do local councils have the ability to address socioeconomic issues effectively?
So this is the difficult part. Let's say we take examples of municipal authorities like MPSJ or the one in Penang that's more close to being a city council, that is the Majlis Bandaraya Seberang Perai. They don't actually necessarily say, you know, which departments is specifically targeted very closely about socioeconomic matters. But if you go to MPSJ, they have a section called Pembangunan Masyarakat, social development. So this is where they will look into providing some sort of activities or services in the areas of culture in terms of community development. And also for case MPSJ, interestingly, they actually even provide the curriculum on how to accompany the growth for infants, the children in the areas of physical, language and socioeconomic and cognitive skills. So there is some sort of a limited scope in terms of the role of local council in building up the socioeconomic status of the given society, but it's still very limited.
How have you seen an effective local government have a significant impact on the development and well-being of its community?
Okay, so I would like to highlight one important topic, which most of us may not necessarily think about it, is what the Penang local government did many years ago in regards to actually trying to find ways to improve the conditions in the given area. So what they have done is this concept called gender responsive and participatory budgeting. Basically, they, in partnership with the local government, they do a survey in a given territory. Let me give you an example of it. This is a case in two low-cost flats. So they actually did a survey. Subsequently, they do a focus group discussion to really figure out what are the issues that underpins this area. So once they have identified various issues, for example, building maintenance, safety, cleanliness, parking, recreational facilities, resident civic consciousness. This is very much closely associated with low-cost flats, which happens to be managed by the local council. And what they do is we take all these sort of issues, then they present back to the residents. So each of the residents is entitled to vote on these issues. They're saying which particular issue should the local authority should be funding. So this is where the participatory budgeting occurs. And this, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first case in entire Malaysia this has been done. And finally, once they voted on an issue, for example, I want to upgrade the recreational park, because you're actually, in a way, uplifting the societal well-being in that area. And then the local authority, in the case of Majlis Pembandaran Seberang Perai, they spent 66,000 ringgit to upgrade the park. And the interesting thing is, for another project, the painting of the flats and the cleaning contract for the flats, they actually got the resident association to do the work instead of handing out to the private contractors. So if you ask me, this is something within the current context in Malaysia, this can be implemented.
And what would it take for that to be the rule rather than the exception? Is there maybe a need to expand the role of local councils?
I wouldn't say you necessarily need to expand the role of a local council per se, but I would say it is very important that the state should have the initiative to push it through. I find sometimes pushing policies within local government is quite difficult. Sometimes having the state will is very important. The other element is from the public themselves, is to feel that, is there a way that I can determine how the social well-being of my surrounding society can be upgraded? And what are the mechanisms that can be explored in doing so?
How much is the capacity of a local government dictated by political factors?
It's quite heavy, particularly considering the fact that most of them are coming from political background, but through appointments. So hence, there could be potential serious stumbling blocks if one were to view it in that manner. But having said that, if you have a more progressive state governments who are actually open to this sort of ideas, then this concept of gender responsive and participatory budgeting is possible within the context of a local government that is not even elected.
So we've been talking about Lembah Pantai MP Fahmi Fadzal's plans to roll out job centers that can offer job matching opportunities for his community. Does this typically fall within the purview of an MP, Dinesh? And what sort of cooperation can local governments offer in order to ensure that these types of MP-led initiatives succeed?
First and foremost, a job of member of parliament, we're talking now at the federal level, is he or she is to debate and push for legislation and policies. In the case of what Fahmi Fazil is doing, he's not just talking about policy, he's actually doing the implementation. And I understand why this occurs, because I don't necessarily see even the current scope of the local government, they do have much responsibilities per se to do job matching of that equivalent. So now the question is, what kind of cooperation can local government offer in order to ensure MPs who have that sort of initiatives to succeed? Okay, so this is where they need to probably collaborate with relevant departments in the given council. For example, the community development, that's one. Number two, indirectly speaking, you have to talk about licensing, because part of the job matching opportunities, you want to make sure there is sufficient premises available in a given area where you can set up a business. And one who issues the license, one who actually monitors this, is under the domain and the purview of the council. So these are the two sections of the department that an MP should find ways to collaborate. Likewise, the local government should reciprocate.
So there have been continuous calls for local council elections to be reinstated. We also had a brief discussion about that yesterday with Derek Fernandez, BJ City Councillor. But in the meantime, what are the ways communities can voice out their needs and push for their local councils to do more while we wait for something like this?
I think most societies in Malaysia have some sort of resident associations or equivalents. So through this manner, they can push for policy engagements with their councillors. Because, for example, in Selangor, most councillors have their own operational zones. And under the operational zones, you have many resident associations. So these councillors should be listening what the resident associations have to say. So that's first and foremost, is the push has to come through by resident associations. Secondly, we have to look into introducing this concept of participatory budgeting. So if Penang can do it, what is stopping it from occurring, let's say in Selangor, in Negeri Sembilan, or any states that have any significant urban centres? I think this is where participatory budgeting can play a big role in its impact. This is the two considerations, I would say, for communities to look into. One, pushing through your agenda policies through your resident associations. And secondly, really trying to push for the concept of participatory budgeting.
And with that, Dinesh, thank you for sharing your insights with us today. That was Dinesh Prakash Chacko, Mapping Advisor at Tindak Malaysia, talking to us about addressing socioeconomic issues at the local government level. You can keep sending your thoughts through. What sort of actions have you seen your local council play in your townships? And on Twitter as well, we've got a poll running asking you how well do you know your local council? So you can head to that. Otherwise, you can call 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be headed to the 6:30 news. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.